You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the past few months, unions have been sounding the alarm about the state of our healthcare system as the government cuts funding and reduces staff numbers. Now, a new threat has emerged that risks stretching our resources thinner. A measles outbreak has reared into the community with cases climbing to 17 in just a week, with thousands potentially exposed. To understand how much of a risk the outbreak is likely to pose to the country, I spoke to senior lecturer at the Auckland University of Technology, Chris Pulauvia.
Just to begin with, could I get you to break down for our listeners who might not know much about it what measles is?
Measles is a condition, very debilitating condition, that's caused by the measles virus. And the measles virus can cause a runny nose, hacking cough, fever, sore throats and headaches and body aches, but it's also can be characterized by having rashes on your body inside the mouth, and it can be very debilitating for children when they catch the virus, especially those who are not vaccinated.
And how serious is this recent outbreak in Aotearoa?
I would say that it's serious enough for us to be concerned about for a number of reasons. Measles, the virus itself, is very, very contagious. It's far more contagious compared to the flu and COVID. We've seen in the past that COVID, one sick person can infect up to 4 people. But with the measles virus, one sick person can infect up to 18 other people. And so not only that, but the virus could spread in little droplets just by people talking, coughing, sneezing, and it could remain in the air for up to 2 hours. And so in highly congregated areas, populated areas, the measles virus can stay in the air for a very, very long time, and that can increase the chances of people getting sick. But not only that, not only is the measles contagious, our vaccination rates here in Aotearoa, where we need to be, is not quite there yet. We need to be at the 95% vaccination level to be able to achieve this community immunity, to really protect those who can't get vaccinated.
What level of vaccination are we at currently?
That's a good question. I don't have the numbers on me at the moment, but I believe maybe around the 70% mark. But I think what's most important is the number of people that can't get vaccinated. And I would think that this would be in the several hundred thousand across the country. And those are the people that we need to protect. And so there's a lot of people that can't get it, and we're not quite at the level that we need to be, which is at the 95% level. And this information, I think, we need to be able to look at and review, to be able to find out different pockets across the country where the vaccination rates are quite low.
Who tend to be the most vulnerable impacted people with conditions, or perhaps communities that we really need to be thinking about when we think about how measles might be impacting us as a country?
Yeah, I have a particular focus on Māori and Pacific people. People with underlying health conditions are obviously more susceptible. And the people that have issues getting access to a doctor or pharmacy, where they can, you know, get vaccinated, I think those are some of the tricky challenges that some people currently face at the moment.
And how can people help reduce transmission and protect themselves and protect others? What are some ways?
Yeah, we've had some key learnings during COVID-19, and I think the public should be aware of that now. You know, if you're feeling sick or have symptoms, it's always good to wear a mask. And if you're unwell or feel unwell, it's really important to self-isolate until you get better. Also getting vaccinated, I think, this is the message that we want to keep sending home, is getting vaccinated, and that's our best protection.
Obviously, the MMR vaccine is oftentimes given to children, and that will probably cover a lot of people who are out there. For those people who might be a bit vaccine hesitant, might have thought it wasn't needed when they were a kid or when they last got it offered by their doctor, what would you say to them now, given the current circumstances?
Yeah, I think this is very important for the parents. I know that there are a couple of reasons why, you know, people might be hesitant due to some, you know, misinformation. There's been some misinformation around in association with autism, and I'd just like to say that this has since been debunked. It's been proven to be wrong several times by large-scale scientific studies and extensive studies too. And so we know that there is no association there. And some of the other things that may cause sort of vaccine hesitancy is reliable information. And I think this is something for our parents to really be able to stay on top of. You know, we know what, we've learned this during COVID, where sources of information are not reliable, such as Facebook and TikTok and other social media platforms. There are reliable sources of information, and you could also speak to your doctor as well. But also, just to add to that, the MMR vaccine, you know, we've had this vaccine for quite a long time now. We know that it's reliable. We know that it works very, very well. And so it's that should give our parents some confidence in getting our kids vaccinated.
Awesome. Thank you very, very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation before we wrap up?
Yeah, I just want to sort of reemphasize that, and I hate to be sort of doom and gloom, but measles is really bad news. A significant proportion of those who are unvaccinated and get measles are more likely to receive hospital care. And at the moment, our hospitals are, trying to manage, you know, our current situation. And if we were to add more to that, that would be, you know, cause some troubles. But there are also long-term consequences of getting measles with, you know, in those who are not vaccinated, and that's immune memory loss. And so that's where, you know, you've got your memory cells in your body that are remembers previous infections, and measles virus can actually infect those cells and kill them, so that you your immune system can't remember previous infections. So in the future, it makes you more susceptible to infections that you've received in the past. So it's really, really bad news. And I would encourage our parents, if you're not sure whether you're vaccinated yourself or whether your kids are not vaccinated, contact your family doctor and they'll be able to give you more information. And if you're not sure yourself, there's no harm in getting another full course of the MMR vaccine. And I think if we can do that, we'd be able to protect our whānau, give them the best chance, the healthiest chance of at life that we can. And just really encourage everyone, take some time out and get on top of it, get yourself checked and enjoy, so that we can all enjoy summer together.
Perhaps to keep people thinking about vaccinations, how long does a normal course last in its efficacy?
So it's very, very effective. You only need two doses of the MMR vaccine. But if you're not sure, you can get it a full course again. So you can get the two shots about 4 weeks apart. And it's about 99% effective at protecting you from getting measles, but also it's very, very good at stopping you from spreading it. So if you're vaccinated and you get measles, the quality of the virus that you spread is very, very not very good at all. And so that's a good thing that prevents the spread of the virus.
That was Chris Buliovia, Senior Lecturer at the Auckland University of Technology, discussing the current measles outbreak.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.